ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् त्वा भोगान्स्तविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् उद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत् तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिजविषयान् प्राश्यभोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् शास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानीतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा विशनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् त्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः तुरीयः नः पातु इन् द फालोविङ्ग् पाराग्राफ् वि आर् गोइङ्ग् टु सी इन् स्पैट् आफ् making tremendous efforts, having Shraddha in the Veda Shastram also, as Astikas, still Sankhya philosopher and Vaisheshika philosopher, or Nyaya, even Yoga, all these philosophers, Sankhya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, Nyaya philosophers, all of them, had error in their view because they accepted only tarka, the logic, as their primary means. That's why they are known as tarkikaha. But they accepted Veda. They're not totally nastikaha like Buddhists or others. Accepting Veda also, they use Veda as the secondary pramana. That resulted in what? They resulted in their not being able to arrive at exactly what the truth is. See, the one thing, they all were of the same understanding that there is error in the perception of the self. They know that there is superimposition of attributes of the body upon the Atma. They had this understanding. They only did not know what exactly the Atma was. There is superimposition. I mean, there's error in the perception of the self. They know that body, Atma, is not just the body. So they could understand the limitations, the attributes of the gross physical body being transferred to or superimposed upon the Atma. But where they went wrong? They could not see, just as not only the physical attributes, they could not see the subtle body, the aspects of subtle body, the attributes of subtle body also are superimposed upon the Atma. Got it? Now there's a difference. That is where difference. Okay, physical body's problems they understood. Okay, Atma is different, distinct from the physical body. So the physical body's attributes are superimposed upon the Atma. They had this much understanding. But where they failed, they could not see that how these emotional problems, especially Vaisheshikas, these emotional problems also, they were not able to see as emotional problems. They superimposed the emotional problems as, okay, they took the emotional problems as the real problems of the Atma. Okay, that's what Shankaracharya says in the very beginning. See, Ichchadi Upajana Apayavad Gunavatve Cha Atmanaha Anityatva Prasangaha. If we take their view, what is their view? Atma has attributes such as desire, etc. Okay. Ichchadi Upajana Apayavat Gunavatve. We know very well this, all these attributes such as desire, etc., they come and go.
406.
All these attributes such as desire, etc. Upajaya, see, we say Upajana Apaya means what? They arrive and depart. They're born, they originate, they disappear. So, Ichchadi means all the attributes, just desire, etc. Upajana Apaya means they are of the nature of arriving and departing. They come and go. They mean they're time bound. Gunavatvecha Atmana. If Atma is taken to be the one having all these attributes, then what would happen? Atmanaha anityatva prasangaha. There'll be a situation of having to take Atma as something time bound. Isn't it? If even that Atma is timeless, eternal, but if you think Atma has the attribute, time bound attributes, then Atma also becomes what? Time bound. If Atma has time-bound attributes, just desire, etc., Atma also must be time-bound. This is how we will have the wrong understanding of Atma being time-bound. Deha paladivatu and savayavatam vikriyavatam cha dehadivat eva iti dosho aparihario Then what happens once the time body, once Atma is taken to be time bound, Atma also will have what now? There will be these two defects. Dosha, you know, we say, doshau aparihario. These two defects will be irremediable, non-alterable. What are those two defects now? Vikriyavatvam. Vikriyavatvam means be subject to change. Vikriyavatvam, being subject to change, or the changefulness, isn't it? Then, sa avayavatvam, savayavatvam, not having parts. Savayavatvam, meaning having parts. Vikriyavatvam, being subject to change. These two defects will be like the body, dehadivat, like the body and other material products. These two defects will be non-alterable, irremediable. They cannot be avoided, unavoidable. Like the body and any fruit. Understand? Deha paladivat. The palam, sometimes people take it as result of action. But we can take a deha paladivat, like any fruit or any body. How any body has what? Savayavatvam. Savayavatvam, avayava means limb, part. Savayavatvam means our body has the status of having limbs, parts. Vikriyavatvam, changefulness. Has the status of being subject to changes. These two defects will be unavoidable if we take Atma to be what? Atma to be time-bound. When does Atma become time-bound? If we take these attributes to be attributes of Atma. Okay, then Atma also will become time-bound. Really speaking, Atma cannot become time-bound. Why? Atma is ever of the nature of timelessness. And not being timelessness, Atma is timeless, spatially limitless. Therefore, Atma is ever, what now, free from all divisions, limbs, parts, and changelessness also. But still, if we take, as Vaiseshika says, this desire, etc., or Atma's attributes, Atma also will be time-bound, like the attributes. And the two defects also will be what? Non-avoidable, unavoidable. What are the two defects? Savayavatvam, vikriyavatvam. Like the body, like body, etc. Body has changes. Body is subject to changes, modifications. Body has parts. Like that, Atma also will be mistaken, isn't it? Having said that, now, there ends the commentary on the kind of negation of Vaiseshika, the first two lines. Because this comes as a part of the second paragraph. I'm sorry, that there ends the condemnation of Vaiseshika. Now he is going to say, Yathātu, in the following, the rest of the portion, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the teaching, that he consolidates the Advaitam. English 406, yeah. He consolidates the Advaitam, that showing his uniqueness. Okay, we'll see here. Yathātu ākāśasya avidyā adhyārōpita rajodhūma malavatvādi doshavatvam. He says, just as space has, what now? The defects. Space has the defects, not real defects, superimposed defects. Such as of what? Rajaha adhyaropita, superimposed defects. Such as dust, smoke, dirt, etc. Just as space Just as the smoke, dust, dirt, etc. are superimposed upon this space because of ignorance. What causes superimposition? Why do we think that space has dirt, space has dust, space has smoke, etc.? Because of ignorance. We do not know that these things do not taint the space. So, avidya adhyaropita. Akashasya avidya adhyaropita rajodhuma malavatvadi doshavatvam. The space has this, space also has seeming defects of having dust, dirt, etc. superimposed upon it because of ignorance. Tatha, in the same way, tatha, atmanaha. Atma also has what now? Avidya adhyaropita buddhyadi upadhikrita sukha dukkhadi doshavatve. Atma also is said to be having what now? These seeming defects. Does Atma have real defects? No. Atma absolutely is defect free. Atma is free from all these problems. But still, Atma is seem to be having these problems of what is pairs of opposites, sukham, dukkham, etc. Atma is said to be having the defect of having attributes such as pleasure, pain, etc. Set up by what? The upadhi, buddhi upadhi, superimposed upon the Atma because of the ignorance of the Atma. Avidya adhyaropita buddhi upadhi krita sukha dukkhaya doshavatvam. Sukham, dukkham, etc. Okay? The pleasure, pain, etc. are actually superimposed by what? The buddhi. Buddhi superimposes them on the Atma because of the ignorance of the Atma. If you understand this, bandha mokshadayaha vyavaharikaha vyavaharikaha na viruddhyante, then there is no contradiction in accepting this bondage, bondage, what is bondage, what is freedom, etc. Bondage, of course, is caused by what? Caused by, this is how we understand bondage. What is bondage? Bondage is nothing but mistaking the attributes of anatma to be the attributes of atma. This is bondage. This is how bondage is explained. Mistaking the attributes of anatma, body, mind, and complex, to be the attributes of atma because of ignorance of the atma is bondage. And what is freedom? Again, seeing these attributes being not the attributes of atma, but attributes belonging to the anatma body maintenance complex. Cognitively is actually freedom from bondage. This is how the moksha and bondage can be explained. It can be explained. Bandha moksha deha vyavaharikaha na vridhyante means what? Bandha moksha being, you know, only in the transactional field is not contradicted. Is there bondage? Yes, there is as though bondage. Is the, we cannot say there's no bondage at all. Is there freedom? Yes, there's as though freedom. This is, okay, this as though freedom, as though bondage being there, not contradicted. Means it is, it can be explained. Why bondage is? Where is bondage? Is it real bondage? No real bondage. The real freedom? Do we really attain freedom? No. Just perspective change has to happen. There is freedom. So there is ignorance. Ignorance causes what? This superimposition. We have to go back to kindergarten class again. There is Atma Ajnanam. There's ignorance of the truth. Ignorance of this all-pervasive absolute reality, Atma, Atma Ajnanam. We should not simply say Atma Ajnanam is what? Self-ignorance. I do not know what I am. You have to come back to this. I do not know what I mean is what now? There is no knowledge of, there is ignorance of what exactly I am. Here you have to, because Atma Jnanam, we should go something, we understand something else. No. Here the idea is, we have to see there is, the problem is, there is self-ignorance. I do not know. Means what? Not I, also should not say. There is ignorance of what I am. If I say, then again Atma has ignorance. That's another problem. Okay. So, there is ignorance of what exactly this first person singular pronoun is. Isn't it? And that is what is ignorance of the truth. So ignorance, that is what is implied, the truth is implied by the word Atma. Atma Ajnanam is there naturally. Again, another one, who created this ignorance? Who created this? Nobody created ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance is there naturally, beginninglessly. That's why we don't ask why ignorance is. Once you understand what ignorance is, then you discover there's no ignorance also. That is why certain things, no binary answers in the class. We just listen, there is, Shastram says, ignorance has no beginning. Ignorance is there beginninglessly. Ignorance of what is, what this whole universe is essentially, there is ignorance. What I am, what I is essentially, isn't it? Who this knower is essentially, what this known is essentially, there is ignorance of the truth, essential nature of the whole. As what? Ignorance of the what this I is, what I am, is it? And this ignorance being there, it results in what? Adhyasaha, erroneous perception. And adhyasaha being there, because adhyasaha is not mentioned, we have to remember here, error in the perception of the self, which means we mistake what is not the self to be the self, adhyasa. Ajnanam results in adhyasaha, erroneous self-perception, and because this erroneous self-perception, there is adhyaropaha. There is superimposition. See, if there's no error in the perception of the self, then how can you superimpose? Superimposition of what? Superimposition of the attributes of material mind upon the Atma. You mistake the attributes of the buddhi to be the attributes of the Atma. What ignorance, desire, have pain, pleasure, all these attributes, they all constitute the antakarnam. The superimposition of attributes of buddhi upon the Atma, because there's I sense in the buddhi, we mistake buddhi for Atma. We mistake the subtle body also to be the Atma. We don't mistake only the physical body as the Atma. Of course, we mistake the buddhi also as the Atma, antakkarnam as the Atma. We mistake the sukshma shariram as the Atma. Subtle body also, we mistake it as the Atma. So, Atma is not only distinct from the gross physical body, distinct from the subtle body also. That distinction is not there. Okay, when we miss the Veda as the Pramanam, that problem comes. Okay. Therefore, the superimposition being there, what happens with all these sukham, dukkham, etc., attributes of buddhi, superimposed upon the Atma by the buddhi, okay, because of the ignorance of what Atma is. It is the superimposition of limitations, attributes of anatma, buddhi, body, mind's complex upon the Atma alone is bondage. That is how it results in, what is bondage? In the form of the notion that I am limited. What is bondage? If a person entertains the notion, I was born, I'm going to die, I have pain, I have pleasure, I have suffering, I suffer, isn't it? When you say, this is all bondage. Any number of notions you entertain about yourself, the image you have about yourself is what? Bondage. The wrong self-image, the wrong notions you entertain about yourself is what now? The bondage. So is the real bondage? No. And what is freedom now? Seeing, discovering the Atma as what it is, thereby seeing the Atma being free from these attributes is as though sending back these attributes to Anatma. Kama, you take your stuff with you. It is like, we don't really send it back. As though retransferring these attributes back to the Anatma. This is purely cognitive. This is what is freedom. Understand, seeing this Atma being free from its attributes is moksha. This is how moksha can be explained in bondage, and moksha can be explained in the Advaita teaching. Okay. Sarvadibhihi. Now Shankaracharya mentions here. Sarvavadibhihi. Sarvavadinaha means people of all schools of thought. Sarvavadibhihi avidyakrita vyavahara abhyupagamat. There is abhyupagamaha. There is understanding of the problem, the superimposition of anatma attributes upon the atma, caused by ignorance. This is accepted by people of all schools of thought. Sarvavadibhihi avidyakrita vyavahara abhyupagamahat. There is understanding on the part of all these philosophers of different schools of thought that there is what? Ignorance caused problem of superimposition of attributes of anatma upon the atma. That understanding is there. They all know this. There is Atma Jnanam. And because of this ignorance of the self, there is superimposition of the attributes of the body upon the Atma. They have this understanding. But what they lack, he says, Paramartha Anabhyupagamaticha. They have the understanding of the attributes of the Anatma being superimposed upon the Atma, but they do not have the understanding of what Atma is absolutely. Paramartha Anabhyupagamat. Paramartha Anabhyupagamaha. I mean, what? Non-understanding of what is absolutely Atma. Means they have analyzed the body to be anatma, physical body. But they could not really see some subtle body also being anatma. Tasmat, that is why Atma Bheda Parikalpana Vrithayeva Tarkikaihi Kriyate. That is why the Atma Bheda Parikalpana, this assumption of plurality of Atmas, is there on the part of these other people of other schools of thought, which does not serve any purpose. Okay. If we simply say Vritha means what? It is vain. This assumption of the plurality of Atmas does not serve any purpose. Does not relieve a person from bondage. What do you want the knowledge for? What do you want to study the Shastram for? For free relief. You want freedom. You are not interested in anything else. Not even in knowledge. Really speaking, we are very selfish. We want relief. So it doesn't serve any purpose because there's no clear understanding. That's why he says, Atma Beda Parikalpana Tarkikaihi Vritha Eva Kriyate. You know, this differentiation of Atmas is simply done in vain by these Tarkikas, the people of other schools of thought. Does not deserve any purpose. Okay. Having given this, this is called, this what consolidation, is it? Of the Advaita teaching here. Very nice. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the following karika. Katham punaha atma beda nimittaha iva vyavaharaha ekasmin atmani avidyakritaha upapadyate iti. So Shankara Bhagavatpada assumes, okay, what Gaudapada Acharya thinks. And he says, this Atma Vedaha means what the plurality of Atmas is there. The difference in experiences. Atma Beda Nimittaha Iva Vyavaharaha. All our vyavahara means all our transactions or experiences reveal what? All our experiences show as though there is plurality of Atmas. And this as the plurality of Atmas is what now? Avidyakritaha. Avidyakritaha. This is caused by ignorance. So because of ignorance alone, there is seeming plurality of Atmas, and because of which all these transactions are possible, experiences are there. He is asking. So, Gaudapacharya shows here, Rupakaryasamakhyascha Rupakaryasamakhyascha. See, somehow we have to find why we go through these experiences. Why there is difference in experiences. Is it? Difference in experience alone contribute for what? The assumption of the plurality of the Atmas. Isn't it? And this plurality of assumption of plurality of Atmas is caused by ignorance. Therefore, the question is coming here, how that one and the same self, how it is possible the one and the same self appearing to be many because of ignorance goes through these different experiences. One and the only Atma appearing to be many because of ignorance goes through varieties of experiences. How? If Atma is one, experiences are different, countless. How? That is the, if that question is there, okay, expecting such a question the part of the student, Gaudapada Acharya gives an answer. Is it beautiful? Okay. Rupakaryasamakhyascha Karyasamakhyascha Bhidyante tatra tatra vai Bhidyante tatra tatra vai Akashasya na bhedosti Akashasya na bhedosti తద్వజ్జీవేషు నిర్ణయ తద్వజ్జీవేషు నిర్ణయ. సో హీ సేస్ రూప కార్య సమాఖ్యాః ఎస్ ఏ సింపుల్ లాంగ్వేజ్ నామ రూప కర్మ. వాట్ దట్ నామ రూప కర్మ నేమ్ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్ పర్పస్. ఓకే సీనియర్ రూపం ఇస్ ఫార్మ్ కార్యం ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్ పర్పస్ సమాఖ్యం. See, samakhyam means, akhyam means name here. Samakhyam should be taken as nama. Karyam is a karma. Rupam is form. Rupam is the rupa. Rupa, name, form, function and name. Put in different order. Form, name and function put in different order is what now? Rupa, karya, samakhyaha. Samakhyam means name. రూపకార్య సమాఖ్యాః మీన్స్ ఫార్మ్ ఫంక్షన్ అండ్ నేమ్స్ భిద్యంతే తత్ర తత్ర ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. సో ఫార్మ్ ఫంక్షన్స్ అండ్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ వాట్ తత్ర తత్ర ఆకాశస్య చ న భేదః అస్తి. దిస్ వన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ అండ్ ది వన్ ఓన్లీ స్పేస్ ఇండివిజిబుల్ పార్ట్లెస్ స్పేస్ బట్ దిస్ వన్ స్పేస్ అలోన్ హ్యాస్ నౌ ఆకాశస్య భేదః నాస్తి. దెర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ ఆత్మ బట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ ఇన్ వాట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్స్ నేమ్స్ అండ్ పర్పసెస్ సర్వ్డ్ బై ది వేరియస్ ఎన్క్లోజర్స్ obtaining in space, isn't it? There's so many enclosures exist in space and all those enclosures themselves remain in space. The enclosures, the seemingly existing enclosures have different names, different forms, and they serve different purposes. They have different functions because of the difference in the forms and functions of the enclosures existing in space. Okay, the space also seems to be, appears to be divided and many, whereas speaking, akashasya bhedaha nasti, there is no difference in space, difference is only in the enclosures existing in space. In the same way, tadvat, in the same way, jiveshu nirnayaha, this is how it is understood very clearly that and the jivas also, there is no difference in jivas. There is no difference in jivas. Jivas are what? Seeming appearances of the only Atma. Just as parts, the spaces, many spaces are seeming appearances of the only definitionless space, so also this Atma is also what? All these so-called countless number of jivas are seeming appearances of one indivisible, undivided Atma. And these differences are because of the differences in the enclosures in the form of body, mind, sense complexes. Okay. In terms of what form, name and functions of different enclosures like body, mind, sense complexes. So there is no division at all, because the doubt comes, how one Atma experiences different ghost experiences? We are going to see finally Atma is not the experiencer also. Isn't it? The problem now we have to come, first we have to make it very clear here itself. Tadvat jiveshu, in the same way, with reference to jivas also, there is no plurality. There are seeming appearance of the only indivisibles, Atma. This difference, seeming difference in the jivas is because of the difference in the enclosure like body, mind, sense complexes. So, this is the literal meaning of the mantra karika. We'll see how Shankara Bhagavatpada explains this. Yatha iha akashe ekasmin ekasmin akashe. Just as here, and a part of one space alone, we have what now? Different forms. There seems to be different spaces. In one indivisible, undivided, partless space, there are seeming divided spaces. Seemingly divided spaces. Like what? Ghata, karaka, apavarakadi, akashanam, alpat mahatvadi rupani bhidyante. There are different seeming big and small spaces. There are different, seemingly different, big and small spaces. Alpat mahatvadi rupani means what? There's a big space, there's a small space, different. In keeping with what? In keeping with the enclosures, size of the enclosures. Like what? Ghataha, a pot. A pot is a small enclosure. So it gives a small space. Karaka. You know, karakam means another container, which is a big container used for holding water. Karakam. Then apavarakam means a room. Okay. A room enclosure occupies bigger space. And a container used for holding water has more space. Now pot also occupies a certain amount of space. So the difference is in what? Karaka, apavaraka, ghata, all these different forms. And the names are different, forms are different, the purposes they serve also different. Room space used for, is going to say, other something else. Parts were used for something else, purpose also is different. The purpose served by spaces enclosed by different enclosures also different. Because of the difference in forms, names and functions such as ghataha, karakam, apavarakam, etc., one indivisible undivided space alone seems to be divided as big space and big, small space. Okay? Space. It's only appearance. Ekasmin akashe ghata karaka apavarakadi akashanam alpat mahatvadi rupani bhidyante tatha. In the same way, he says, not only forms, he says also what now? The purposes, there's difference in the purposes served by this also. So karyam, tatha karyam, what now? Udaka aharanam. Udaka aharanam, for bringing water, use a small pot. Then, udaka dharanam, for holding the water, use much bigger container. Shayanadi samakhyascha. Shayanadi. Shayanadi means also what now? And use the room, etc., for sleeping, etc. Different purpose. Samakhyascha. Ghatakashaha, karakakashaha, ityaha, ityadyaha. So not only difference in the purposes, also in the names also. As what? Ghatakashaha, karakakashaha, okay? Aparvarakakashaha, like room space, pot space, you know. Like the difference in the names also. Akashaya tat tat kritascha bhinnaha drishyante. Understand? The difference being there in forms, names and functions, the one space alone appears to be as big and small and different. Drishya, bhinnaha drishyante. They seem to be different. Tatra taitravai vyavahara vishayaha ityartha. It is purely this difference, only what now? Only in the transactional field. Well, transactional field, we see this difference absolutely from the standpoint of the space, there is no division or whatsoever. So he says, Sarvaha ayam akashaha. In some other context, we read as akashe. Okay, but here in Panology's book, it says akashaha. Sarvaha ayam akashaha. Rupadi bheda kritaha vyavaharaha. So, all these divisions, the seeming divisions, obtaining in the space, okay, which are experienced in the transactional field, are purely what now? Caused by the divisions in the form, etc. Na paramarthataha. Na paramarthaiva. This division is not absolute. Absolute. From the standpoint of the space, absolutely, there is no division or differences or whatsoever. There's only one indivisible space. Paramarthataha tu, para akashasya na bhedaha asti. I'm not repeating, okay? Shankar Bhagavata repeats. Paramarthataha tu akashasya na bhedaha asti. Absolutely, the standpoint of the space, there is no difference at all. See, example is just must be ascertained first. We must be convinced of the fact there is no difference in space. There's no difference in space. There's no division in space. Space is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. The seeming differences of the space as different spaces is because of the various names, difference in the forms, names and functions of the enclosures existing in this space. Sometimes now you feel repeated, no? I'm not repeating. What is repeated? I'm repeating. Nacha akasha bheda nimittaha vyavaharaha asti. Antarena para upadhikritam dwaram. See, para upadhikritam dwaram antarena. Without this, upadhikritam dwaram, without this, set up by the upadhi. Okay. What is upadhi? That is simply, upadhi, the body is said to be upadhi. Upadhi means that which falsely transfers its attributes to the nearest is upadhi, we say. But here you can say anything which causes the seeming division is upadhi. Anything which causes the seeming division is upadhi. So here what he says, nacha akasha bheda nimittaha vyavaharaha asti paro para upadhikritam dwara mantarena. See, the whole transaction is what now? Caused by this, because of the upadhi only. Upadhi means this so-called, the enclosures of different forms, names and functions, they only contribute for the difference. Yatha yetade yatha tadvade deha upadhi bheda kriteshu jiveshu. Now he goes to what? Now from space, now he goes to the atma. The jivaha, my God, the countless number of jivaha. The countless number of jivaha are all what now? Not all jivas are seeming. Okay, seemingly divided appearances of the only indivisible Atma. And the division is caused by what now? Caused by the upadis in the form of body, minds and complexes. Upadhi kriteshu jiveshu. The seeming divided appearance of the Atma is jiva. And is caused by what? Caused by the upadis only. Upadis in the form of body, mansions, complexes. Therefore, Now he has made very clear, one Atma, why there is difference in experiences. Difference in experiences is not because of the one Atma. Difference in experiences is because of the difference in the body, mind, sense complexes, the forms, names and functions. If body, mind, sense complexes are seemingly existent, not absolutely existent, because they don't have independent existence, and all the problems also, what now? All these problems, all these experiences, caused by, isn't it? The difference in experiences caused by this body, mind, sense complex enclosures, like body, mind, sense complexes also, is as though. Okay, ghata kashasthani yeshu atmasu nirupanat kritaha buddhimadbihi nirnayaha. Nirnayaha means nischayaha. Though nirnayaha come across in this mantra, in the karika. So nirnayaha kritaha, this conclusion has been made. What conclusion has been made? By whom? Buddhimadbihi. Shankaracharya says, by the people of wisdom, the people who have clear vision of what Atma is, by those people, this conclusion has been made. What is that? The Atma, okay, the Atma appearing to be jivas are like the space, part many spaces. The seemingly appearing spaces caused by the difference in the forms, names and functions of the enclosures existing in the space. Is it clear now? So the enclosures of the space, our body, mind, sense complexes are like the enclosures of the space. And Atma is what? Like the space. Which means, what is that Atma? When you say Atma, here, Appuji Swami is very particular that we have to slowly say, instead of saying Atma, I am one indivisible, undivided, partless consciousness. I am Atma. So in me, there is no division. In me, the Atma, the consciousness. So you have to shift the I sense from Anatma to Atma. If you say Atma, Atma, we are using Atma like a third person, isn't it? In the place of Atma, we should place, what now? Place I. Then it becomes better. Only then it becomes a teaching. So are there many Atmas now? No. Ghatakasha sthaniyeshu Atmasu. The Jivas are, the seeming appearance of the Atma, are like, which are like these part spaces, actually are not really different. They're one Atma. And the difference is caused by the forms, names and functions in the form of body, mind and complexes. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Now we know the answer. Why Atma is one, why there are different experiences. Experiences in difference, the difference also, difference in experiences also is because of the difference in the upadis, the body, mind, sense complexes.
Nanu tatra paramartha kritaha eva ghatakashadishu rupakaryadi bheda vyavaharaha iti.
Now you understand. See, the previous, please be very beautifully, very slowly he's taking us.
First we understood like the space, Atma is one, indivisible, undivided. The jivas are just the temporary names attributed to the only Atma, like the different, like the many seeming appearance of these spaces, we understood. If Atma is one, why there's difference in experiences, we understood. Now, is this experience real? Is it clear now? One by one, all our questions are answered. Why there is difference in experiences if Atma is one? That was answered earlier. It is because of the difference in the body, mind, sense complexes. Difference is because of the difference in the forms, names and functions. In the same way here, now the question is, if there is difference in experiences, ghatakashadishu rupakaryadi bhedavyavaharaha paramarthakritaha. Okay. Now this difference in forms, names and functions of the parts, spaces, is it paramarthakritaha? Is difference caused by, you know, something else that's caused, is the difference paramarthakritaha? Is absolutely real? Is it real? In the same way, the question is what now? If we ask that, what is the question? Our experiences, then different experiences caused by this different body, mind, sense complexes, upadhis, is this difference real? Is experience real? Which means, now what happened? If we say real, then there is Paramatma, there is Jivatma. Paramatma, Jivatma difference also will be there. Isn't it? Really speaking, then we try to say what? Paramatma is the cause, Jivatma is the effect. No, there is no Paramatma is the cause, Paramatma is not the cause, Jivatma is not the effect. There is no Paramatma, Jivatma difference at all. So, Jiva Srishti itself is going to be negated. So in this, Gaudapada Acharya is going to present the whole teaching in such a way to negate the cause. He's going to negate, I told you in the very beginning itself, to negate the creation, he's going to negate the cause also, causal status. Thereby he's going to say there is no creation of Jiva, there's no creation of Jagat also. It's going to come later on. We're going to see that later on. Is it clear? There is no creation of Jiva. Jiva is not created. We understood already. Now he's explaining here. Is this experience real? Because we are experiencing now, anything which is experienced is real for us. I experience the form, I experience the name, I experience the function purpose it serves. When I'm enjoying the benefit of the division, okay, difference in form, name and functions, and experiencing it, how can I deny it is not real? Is it real? It is not unreal. It is not unreal. But it is not real also. That's what it's going to say now. Na etad asti. No. It is not real. What is not real? This division, difference in the form, name and function is not real. Which means the experiences we go through, we have to negate the very phenomenon called difference. Because non-dividing is not an easy joke, isn't it? All that is there is only Atma. It means you have to say there's no second thing. Means you have to negate all differences. Even differences in terms of body, mind, sense complexes. There's a seeming difference is there. this difference also is not real. It is not unreal. It is not real also. Okay. So experience also is not real. If difference is not real, experience cost, experience also is not real. Okay. Nakashasya ghatakashah. Nakashasya ghatakashah. Vikaravaya. Vikaravayavo tatha. Vikaravayavo tatha. Nakashasya ghatakashah. Sya ghatakashah. Vikaravayavo tatha. Vikaravayavo tatha. Nakashasya ghatakashah. Sya ghatakashah. Vikaravayavo tatha. Vikaravayavo tatha. Vikaravayavo yatha. Ravayavo yatha. Naivatmanas sada jivaha. Sada jivaha. Vikaravayavo yatha. Tatha. Vikaravayavo tatha. Naivatmanas sada jivaha. Sada jivaha. Vikaravayavo tatha. Ravayavo tatha. Okay. He says, Akashasya ghatakashaha na vikaraha na avayavaha. He makes it very, very clear. See, ghatakashaha, the space enclosed by a given enclosure called a part space, is not the modification of space. We all want to know this, you see. Na vikaraha. Part space is not the modification of the total space. Because we think like that, isn't it? Why appears? It appears to be part space means something must have happened on the part of the space. Something, some change has happened, isn't it? No. No change whatsoever. Na vikaraha. Ghatakashaha. Akashasya na vikaraha. Part space is not the modified form of the total space. You have the modification of the space. Which means what? No modification is possible on the part of the space because changeless. Similarly, okay, if it is not a modification, can we say it's a part of the space? Avayavaha. The total, the part space is not the part of the space also. It is not the modification of the space. It is not the part of the space. It's like a part, isn't it? Like how your hand is your part. Like this one space sitting and there's another part. Part space is not the part of the space. Part space is not the part of the space. It is not the modification of the space. In the same way, if you say modification, what is the problem? You have to say total space is the cause and part space is the effect. Which means between part space and total space, there's a cause-effect relationship. No, there is no karana-karya-sambandha. There is no cause-effect relationship between total space and part space. Because total space is not the cause for the small part space. It's not the modification. It is not even the part. Why? Part means becomes divisible. If we say part, if we say this part space is a part of the total space, it becomes a divisible. So space being one indivisible partless, it is what now? Part space is not the part, not the modification of the total space. Tatha, in the same way, jivaha atmanaha naiva atmanaha vikaraha. In other words, jiva is not a modification of the atma, paramatma. So you can say jivatma is not the modification of the paramatma. Jivatma is not the part of paramatma also. We are going to see later on, some people will come, okay? They want to be part of paramatma. Maybe they feel comfortable there. It's an emotional course. So here, no space, no room for that. Jivatma is not the part of paramatma. Jivatma is not the product of paramatma. Not the modification of paramatma. Not the modification is what? Not the product or part of paramatma. Then what is jivatma? Jivatma is paramatma. Part space is space. So, the jivatma, paramatma, when you say, once you accept this vikara, then you give the causal status to paramatma. No, there is no cause. Paramatma is not the cause. So, very simple, clean verse. Yatha akashasya ghatakashaha na vikaraha na avyavaha tatha atmanaha jivaha sada naiva vikaraha naiva avyavaha. Never does the jiva become part or the product of atma, paramatma. So, paramartha akashaha, I'm going to go to the bhashyam now. Paramartha akashasya. You can see the difference, how step by step the teaching is developed. Do you notice this? First you negate the difference, and now you say, if it is available for experience, and how should we take it? That's why it's explained well. Paramartha akashasya ghatakashaha na vikaraha. Shankara Bhagavatpada reproduces Acharya's words.
Page 408.
Paramartha akashasya ghatakashaha na vikaraha. Part space is not the product, effect, modified form of total space. Yatha suvarnasya ruchakadihi. See, when you say ruchakam, ruchakam means abharanam, an ornament. Ornament is definitely a product of gold. Why? The gold has to go through some processing, undergo some changes to become an ornament. Isn't it? Some change has to happen. For any cause to produce an effect, to become an effect, has to undergo some changes. Whereas here, okay, space does not undergo any changes to be a part space. Understand? So, suvarnasya ruchakadihi yatha. And he gives one more example, beautiful example. He gives simple examples. Gold is the cause, ornament is an effect. We can say between gold and effect is a karana karya sambandha, cause effect relationship. Of course, effect, the ornament is the product of gold, means it has undergone change to become an effect. Va, otherwise, apam pena budbuddha budbuddha himadihi. Budbuddha himadihi. Now, similarly here, apam means water. Water is the cause. It appears to be what now? The foam. bubbles, etc. Hima means snow. Pena budbuda himadihi. Pena budbuda himadihi. The snow is a modified form of solid form of water is what? Snow. Is it? Snow. I mean ice and foam. Is it? Budbuda means bubble. Bubble is not modified water. Appearance of the water. Some change has to happen for the water to be a foam, to be a bubble, to be the hima ice. Okay, himadhi. Pena budbuda himadhi. Pena budbuda himadhi. Apam na api avayavaha. Okay, so it is not like the case, means there's no change of whatsoever happens on the part of total space to be, to become a part space. The same way, na api avayavaha yata vrikshasya shakadihi, just as the branch is a part of the tree, vrikshasya shakadihi, just as branch, etc. Branch or leaf or flower or fruit, they are all part of the tree. Like that, part space is not part of the total space. Na tatha, in the same way, tatha akashasya ghatakashaha vikara avyavau. In the same way, part space is not part of the total space, not the product of the total space. Tatha, in the same way, naiva atmanaha parasya. Parasya atmanaha means what? Paramatmanaha, for this absolute self. Paramartha sataha, the absolute truth. Paramartha sataha, paramartha. Parasya atmanaha mahakashasthaniyasya. So this paramatma, the absolute reality, which is in the place of the total space, okay, of this, ghatakashasthaniyaha jivaha. So jiva, which is like the part space, is not the product of paramatma, the absolute truth. It is not the part of the paramatma also. Parasya atmanaha paramartha sataha mahakashasthaniyasya ghatakashasthaniyaha jivaha tata naiva. Never is this jiva, which is like a part space, is a product or part of paramatma, the absolute reality. Sada sarvada yathokta drishtantavat na vikaraha na api avayavaha. Always, everywhere, sada sarvada, always, yathokta drishtantasya drishtantavat, as the example given here, never is jiva a product of paramatma, is not the part of paramatma. Ataha na vikaraha na api avayavaha. Na vikaraha na api avayavaha. Ataha atma bheda kritaha vyavaharaha mrisha. Therefore, this any transaction, all these atma bheda kritaha vyavaharaha, all these transactions, all these experiences, okay, based on this seeming appearances, also are not real. Not real means what? They're only relative. Not real means they're not unreal. They're not real means they're not unreal, but they are relatively real. They're not absolutely real. They are not real. If the jivas are not real, the appearance of jivas are not real. All jivas are one atma. The multiplicity, the plurality of the jivas is not real. The experiences based on this multiple jivas also what now? Not real. They are seemingly real. Relatively real. Absolutely not real. This is what here, all these, now we have to remember those Vaisheshika Nayan, all those people. The people of other schools of thought, okay, Nyaya Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, philosophers, all of them, they miss, even simple people, we all miss what now? We only see, we know our dream. So this objective reality, we understand. Whatever I go through personally, I understand my experiences to be whatever. Subjective reality. So Pratibhasikam, I understand. But the Vyavaharikam, we do not understand. We do not understand what is seeming reality, what is relative reality. We only, the seeming reality, relative reality is mistaken to be absolute reality. Okay? This division, the division, duality, the experience, experienced duality, and the experiences, and the experienced world, okay, they're all relatively real, empirically real, objectively real, absolutely not real. Because we do not know this Paramartha Sat. Paramartha Sat is what? Absolute reality, the ultimate truth, we do not know. Therefore, what happens? We do not know. Therefore, what is relatively real is mistaken to be absolutely real. Vyavaharikam Satyam is mistaken to be Paramarthikam Satyam because of the ignorance of Paramarthikam Satyam. That is why we never say our experiences are unreal also. We can never say it's unreal. If it is unreal, then we don't need to worry about this. No? We don't need to work hard to get rid of it. How real it is. It is as though. Again, who has this? Do you have the problem? The seemingly real experiences also are there. Experiences are there, but I have experiences, isn't it? That's what superimposition. This is where we are helped to be objective. So you are, we hear, we understand, I am Atma, and I am consciousness. I'm distinct from the body of mind and complexes. Distinct. Even though temporarily obtaining within this, still, I am free from all these problems. That must become very clear as well. Okay. Ataha Atma Bheda Kritaha Vyavaharaha. Atma Bheda Kritaha Vyavaharaha Mrisha. You say Mrisha Eva. Mrisha means not real. Atma Bheda Kritaha Vyavahara. Any transactions, all experiences based on this multiplicity or purity of the jivas, atmas, is not real. Okay. Yes, mad. Yatha ghatakashadi beda buddhi nibandhanah rupa karyadi beda vyavaharah tata deha upadi jiva beda kritah janma maranadi vyavaharah. Now all transactions, See, just as ghatakashadi beda buddhi nibandhanaha rupa karyadi beda vyavaharaha. See, the difference in form, name and function of the parts, the spaces. When you mistake the form, name and function to be the form, name and function of the space. Space has no form, space has no name, space has no function. Space is free from, isn't it? All the form, name, function, the difference belongs to what? The enclosure, not to the space. But the form, name and function difference belonging to the enclosure is superimposed upon the space, mistaken to be the space, belonging to the space. Then there is bondage. Then in the same way here, deha upadi jiva beda kritaha, upadi beda kritaha. All these, our experiences, differences caused by the upadis in the of body, minds and complexes. They're taken to be the atmas. That is where is bondage. Nibandhanaha. Ghatakashadi beda buddhi nibandhanaha. Rupakaryadi beda vyavaharaha. Tatha deha upadi jiva beda kritaha janma maranadi vyavaharaha. Okay. Janma maranadi vyavaharaha. The transaction terms of what? I was born. I'm going to die. See, birth, death. What about birth, death? See, birth, death, etc. They all what now? Even this birth, death, they're all only in your notions, notion-caused ideas. Any notion you entertain about yourself as what? I was born, I'm going to die. Janma maranadi vyavaharaha. All these transactions, experiences in terms of birth, death, etc., superimposed upon I, is also caused by what? Caused by deha upadi jiva beda kritaha, caused by the difference in the body, minds and complexes. The difference in the jivas, isn't it? You take jivas are not different. The seeming appearance of jivas associated with the different body, minds and complexes, because of the identity, then the problem of what now we experience of birth, death, etc. There is birth, there is death. There's origination, there's destruction, resolution. This happens for what? All the upadis. So these attributes of birth and death, etc., belonging to the upadis, are superimposed upon the jiva. Like what? The form, name and functions of enclosures are superimposed upon the space. Tasmat tatkritameva klesha karma phala malavatvam atmanaha. This is how we end up in samsara. He says, tasmat tatkritameva, this erroneous superimposition of attributes of body, minds and complexes in terms of birth, death, etc., isn't it? The attributes upon the Atma alone is the cause for what now? Klesha, afflictions, karma phala, having to go through the pairs of opposites, the results of actions, malavatvam, blemishes, I have punyam, I have papam, isn't it? I suffer, I have pain, suffering. So, klesha karmapala malavatvam, atmanaha. So, atma is said to be having these afflictions. I suffer, I have pain, means what? Whenever we say I have pain, I suffer, means that is klesha. Karmapala, I have punyam, I have papam, that is karmapala. Nalsa malavatvam, I have blemishes, isn't it? So klesha karmapala malavatvam atmanaha, all these superimpositions of these afflictions, results of punyam papam and blemishes etc. on the part of oneself on the atma, is purely caused by what now? The superimposition of the attributes of the anatma, body, mind is compressed upon the atma. Na paramarthataha, absolutely atma is free from affliction, free from all fruits of results of actions, all forms of blemishes also. Atma is free from all blemishes. Atma has no punyam, no papam, no sukadukkam, no pairs of opposites, no karma palam, no affliction, no sukham dukkham, no pain. Atma is free. They all belong to what? All klesha karma pala malavatvam belongs to anatma, body, mind, and complex. But they are taken to be atmas. That is what is bondage. Na paramarthataha iti etamartam drishtantena pratipadayishan aha. So this whole commentary here is introduction to the following karika. Eighth karika, which you are going to see now, is introduced by this commentary. Yasmat yatha ghata kasha di beda buddhi nibandana rupa karya di beda vyavaharaha tata deha upad jiva beda krutaha janma maranadi vyavaharaha tasmat tat krutameva klesha karma phala malavattam atmanaha na paramarthataha itetamartham drishtantena pratipipadayishan aha. Okay, this teaching, this is what is going to teach. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada introduces the following karika, saying all these afflictions, results of actions, blemishes etc., which are superimposed upon the atma, which actually belong to the body, mind, sense complex, the superimposition of attributes of anatma upon the atma is the cause for bondage. That is going to show in the follow. Desiring to show that, he is going to begin the next karika. Pratipipadayishan. Being desirous of showing this fact with example, with illustration, Gaudapadacharya is going to say now. He said this. Is it clear now? The Bhashyam, a portion which I read, the second paragraph in the 408 is an introduction to the eighth karika. Already we must be seeing what? All of us must be seeing what? We must see, I am free. I am free. Yatha bhavati balanam, yatha bhavati balanam, gaganam malinam malaihi, gaganam malinam malaihi, tatha bhavatya buddhanam, తథా భవత్య బుద్ధానాం ఆత్మా పిమలినో మలైహి మా పిమలినో మలైహి యథా భవతి బాలానాం గగనం మలినం మలైహి గగనం మలినం మలైహి తథా భవత్య బుద్ధానాం తథా భవత్య బుద్ధానాం ఆత్మా పిమలినో మలైహి మా పిమలినో మలైహి ఇక సింపుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హియర్ ఇజేస్ గగనం మలైహి మలినం భవతి గగనం మీన్స్ స్పేస్ అగైన్ స్పేస్ లుక్ అట్ ఇస్ వన్ యూసింగ్ ఇస్ వన్ స్పేస్ హోల్ టీచింగ్ ఇస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ సమ్ టైమ్ శంకర భగత్పాద యూసింగ్ ఆన్ క్లే పాట్ ఎవ్రీ నో ఎన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ సింపుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ బట్ ప్రొఫౌండ్ టీచింగ్ గగనం స్పేస్ మలినం భవతి మలైహి మల మీన్స్ ఇంప్యూరిటీ ద స్పేస్ ఈజ్ స్పేస్ బికమ్స్ ఇంప్యూర్ స్పేస్ గెట్స్ డర్టీ ఇంప్యూర్ బై వాట్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఇంప్యూరిటీస్ ద స్పేస్ బికమ్ ఇంప్యూర్ బట్ స్టిల్ స్పేస్ బికమ్ పొల్యూటెడ్ కంటామినేటెడ్ ఇంప్యూర్ యు నో ఆల్ దీస్ ఇంప్యూరిటీస్ దిస్ వాట్ బాలాహ బాలన మీన్స్ ఫర్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పీపుల్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ఇమ్మెచ్యూర్ పీపుల్ బాలానాం ఫర్ ఇమ్మెచ్యూర్ పీపుల్ ఫర్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పీపుల్ who do not have the understanding of the space, this how space is, who do not know the nature of the space. Space can accommodate any nonsense, but absolutely untainted, untouched by anything. Asangaha, isn't it? People who do not know the nature of the space, mistake what? They mistake, they think the space get polluted, contaminated, by all these impurities existing in space. Okay, seemingly existent impurities. In the same way, tatha abuddhanam. In this, abuddhaha means people are ignorant of the self. Abuddhanam, for ignorant people also, people who are ignorant of the self also, for them, for the ignorant people who are ignorant of the self, for them, atma api malinaha malaihi. Atma also becomes what? Impure, polluted by the impurities. Such as what? Pain, pleasure, jealousy, hatred, anger, birth, death, afflictions, all these things. When we say anything about the self, I suffer, I was born, I'm going to die, mean this all what? It's called mistaking the Atma to be contaminated by impurities. Isn't it? Attribution of any superimposition, any attribute of the body, mind, and complex upon the Atma is what? Is mistaking the Atma to be impolluted, isn't it? So he says, he gives a simple example, to a simple illustration, he says, abuddhaha. Abuddhaha are ignorant people. Atma buddhaha, people are ignorant of the self for them alone. Atma is polluted by, Atma is affected by the impurities. Actually, not. Why? What is Atma? You know, here we Gaudapacharya assumes that we know already what Atma is. Okay. Here we need to understand here what is implied by the term Atma is abstract, formless, subtlest reality. which has to be arrived at, which can be arrived at only in terms of its nature of pure consciousness or pure awareness, pure knowledge. The pure awareness being formless, being abstract, not being available for objectification, not being the subject, not being the object, not being the experience, not being anything, but being the truth of everything, is difficult, isn't it, to see that abstract reality as I. We can say wave is water. In the same way, we must be able to see here, I am, I is nothing but this abstract reality, consciousness. I am consciousness essentially. Any part space, I am space must be there, isn't it? Even though obtaining within this body, mind, sense, complex enclosure, as seemingly, I am not the conscious obtaining with the, only within the body. I am consciousness which has no inside and outside. Which is this implied by the term Atma. The consciousness is free from birth, free from death, free from karma palam. Consciousness does not have doership. Is not the doer, not the enjoyer. There no doership, no enjoyership. There no punyam, no papam, no sanchita karma, no agami karma, no paradha karma, no karma, no karma phalam also in the form of afflictions as pain, pleasure, etc. Atma is absolutely all free from all forms of attributes, the experiences belonging to the intellect, mind, body. We understand birth of the body, death of the body, maranam, jananam. Jananam, maranam belong to the body attribute. This is something inevitable. Atma is free from this physical. Now falling sick, disease, sal, sharira dharmaha. And also jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, likes and dislikes. They're all attributes belonging to the mind. Buddhi dharmaha. Knowledge, ignorance. All these. Now suffering, pain. Is it punyam, papam? They all belong to body, mind, sense complex only. Which are like enclosures. So here, but what do we think people? People who are ignorant of the self, atma abuddhaha, atma abuddhaha, abuddhanam, atma malinehi malam, malaha bhavati. Atma is mistaken to be, you know, having all these problems. Impurities, contaminated. They mistake the Atma to be contaminated by all the impurities because they do not know what Atma is. So he says, just as the immature children mistake the sky to be polluted, contaminated by the dirt, etc. So also, the ignorant people who are ignorant of the self mistake the Atma to be contaminated, polluted, afflicted, affected by the impurities belonging to the body, mind, sense complex. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam part of it. That is why it is said, Mandukyam Ekameva Alam. One Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad, is studied thoroughly enough. Don't need to worry about studying any other Upanishad. Especially in Advaita Prakaranam, you are clearly, it is like, you know, it is called, it's a philosophical postmortem. It's done. You are free, clearly showing, isn't it? These all belong to Buddhi, these belong to mind, these belong to the intellect, these belong to the body. Okay, and they come and go in consciousness. All the enclosures remain, stand in a space, exist, come in, originate in space, exist in space, resolve in space. But nothing happens to space. The way the pure awareness, one consciousness, which is the truth in which all these physical forms appear, you know, the subtle material forms come into existence. That is appreciation, that's different appreciation. How you are, they all come, that's a different thing. There, the truth is consciousness, Atma. That the truth, I am the truth, and I am unafflicted. We have to, whenever the word Atma comes, we must replace that word Atma. So that we will be, otherwise Upanishad class will be what? And Nidhyasana is not possible. That's why the class itself is real meditation. What are you dwelling upon now? What are you seeing now? Just repeatedly seeing what you are essentially. What you understand here, go back and think about it. Again, it's meditation. Any doubt comes, again further think about it. Doubt goes, meditation. Doubt, oh yeah, it's very clear. Again think about it, meditation. The constant meditation. So, let me read the commentary here. Yatha bhavati loke balanam. So, Shankaracharya says, avivekinam. Balaha, he does not want to say, balaha literally means children. He does not want to say immature also. Avivekinam, indiscriminate people. Very nice. Okay. People who do not have discriminative understanding of, understanding how things exist in space alone have the problems. Space has no problem. Space is free.
409.
Okay. Balanam avivekinam loke yatha gaganam. Gaganam means akasham. You learn two Sanskritam words. Okay. Akasha has space. Gaganam also is space. Gaganam akasham. What are the impurities? Okay, we think pollute the space. Yes, ghana. Ghana means cloud. Ghana. Ghana is equal to megha, cloud. Rajaha, dust. Dhuma, smoke. Adi, etc. Okay, there's so many impurities which exist in space. What now? Clouds. Dust, smoke, etc., obtaining in space, these are the impurities. By these impurities in the form of smoke, dust, clouds, etc., akasham malanam, akasham gaganam, malinam bhavati, oh, space becomes dirty, space becomes contaminated, polluted by all these impurities. People who do not have the discriminative understanding are of this view that space becomes contaminated by these, polluted by these impurities such as cloud, dust and smoke, etc. Malavathu gaganam, malavathu na gaganam, malavathu yathatmyavivekinam, whereas only for avivekinam it is malavat. Only for indiscriminate people who do not have a clear understanding of what space is, what these, how these impurities are, is it? Do not have understanding, discriminate understanding, only for them space becomes polluted. Whereas yathatmya vivekinam, people who have the clear knowledge, yathatmya vivekinam, people who have who know what exactly space is, how space is. Yathatmya viveki. Yathatmya viveki means one who has, one who sees the space as space. The person who has the clear understanding of what space is, who sees what exactly is, yathatmya vivekinam, people who have the clear vision of the truth for them, space is not malavat, space is not, of course, in space, clouds exist, in space, dirt exists, in space, smoke exists, in space, dust exists, no doubt. They seemingly exist. But space is not tainted, touched by any of these impurities. This is the understanding of people who know the truth of this space, truth about the space. Tatha bhavati atma paraha api, in the same, the absolute, the exalted atma also, the absolute reality atma also, api. Yaha vijnata pratyak klesha karma phala malaihi malinaha abuddhanam. They say we abuddhanam, people who are ignorant of the self, for them, this atma obtaining as the knower, pratyak klesha karma phala malaihi malinaha, this atma obtaining as the knower, obtaining as the very truth of I, pratyak. You know, you come across the word pratyak, you understand this atma, all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very truth of I. Pratyak also, they think what? This atma to be polluted by the impurities such as results of actions, etc. Oh, I did this, isn't it? I did this sin, I'm a sinner, so I committed this, I have papam, I have punyam, I have pain, I have pleasure. This thinking itself is what? Karma phala malaihi malinaha atma. Mistaking the atma to be polluted, contaminated, afflicted by all these impurities in the form of results of actions. In terms of afflictions, etc. Who mistake this? Abuddhaha, abuddhanam. Who are abuddhaha? Shankara Bhagavatapada says beautifully, unintelligent people, ignorant people. Who are they? Pratyagatma viveka rahitanam. Pratyagatma viveka rahitaha. People who are devoid of the knowledge, in discriminative understanding of their essential nature, the truth of I. Pratyagatma viveka rahitanam. People who do not have the discriminative understanding of the truth of I. Vegina, only for them atma is affected by all these impurities such as results of actions, etc. Na atma vivekavatam. Na atma vivekavatam. Definitely atma is not at all affected by any of these impurities such as results of actions for those who have discriminative understanding of what the self is, what the self is not. What atma is, what atma is not. They know atma is for them the pure consciousness. Atma is a word implying the pure consciousness. And body, mind, sense complex for them is anatma, non-self. So they know I, the meaning of the word I for them is not the body, mind, sense complex. The meaning of the word I for them is abstract, formless consciousness. Okay, in the very clear, in spite of being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex also, they know the actual meaning of the word I is pure consciousness. And body, mind, sense complex is not the meaning of the word I. So for people, at the same time, they will not say, I'm not the body, mind, sense complex also. Okay? People who are very clear, Vivekina means people who have the discriminative understanding of what exactly Atma is, what Atma is not. For them, Atma is absolutely free from all forms of blemishes, impurities. Just as Yathatma Vivekina, people who know about the space, they will not mistake the space to be polluted. In the same way, people who have the clear understanding of the Atma, they also know Atma is not tainted by any of these impurities, limitations, attributes pertaining to the body, mind, sense complex. So, as though they are not real means what? They are as though. That has been already made very clear in the previous verse, isn't it? So, in the seventh verse, what is made very clear is, in the sixth verse itself, the relative reality, empirical reality, should not be mistaken for absolute reality. That mistake happens because of ignorance of the absolute reality, Atma, obtaining as one's own self. Now here, and only when this discriminative understanding is not there, naturally, we mistake all the problems of anatma to be problems of the atma. Isn't it? The consequence of lack of discriminative understanding is mentioned in this verse. Okay. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to introduce. Okay, before we go to next verse, one more sentence is there. Nahi usharadesha tridvat prani adhyaropita udaka pena tarangadi man tatha na atma abudha aropita kleshadi malehi malinaha bhavati. He says, he gives another example, illustration here. Ushara deshaha, ushara deshaha. Ushara deshaha means desert, dry land. Is ushara deshaha, dry land, desert, ushara deshaha. The ushara deshaha, even though it's a dry land, there is no water. Is it? But still, tridvat prani. Trit means thirst. Tridvat means thirsty. Tridvat means thirsty. Prani means creature. Tridvat prani means what? Any creature, especially those deer. Okay? Tridvat prani means a thirsty animal, a thirsty creature, like a deer. So, tridvat prani, trit means trishna, thirst. Trit, trishna mean the same, thirst. Tritvat means what? Thirsty. That which has thirst is tritvat. Tritvat prani, a thirsty creature, any animal with thirst. Like deer, adhyaropita udaka pena tarangadiman. this desert dry land, okay, is looked upon as though it has water. Udaka pena tarangadiman. Means the water, this is the, as though having water and even waves of water, and also having the waves and form of water. This is how it is perceived by a thirsty animal like a deer. A thirsty creature like animal, any deer. Udaka pena tarangadiman ushara deshaha tridvat prani adhyaropitam. It was simply superimposition. There's no real water. There's no real form. There's no real wave. But an animal, thirsty creature sees, that means all these are superimposed on the desert land. There's no water. There's no form, there's no wave. These are all superimposed attributes of this dry land. Tatha na atma abudha aropita. Abudha means ignorant. In the same way, people are ignorant of the self also by them. Aropita kleshadi malaihi. Malinaha bhavati. Atma becomes contaminated, polluted as though because of the superimposed impurities and blemishes upon the Atma by people who are ignorant of the Atma. Abudha aropita malani. All the impurities, blemishes are falsely superimposed upon the Atma by people who are ignorant of the Atma. Atma abudha aropita malinani. Like the tridvat prani aropita, other this water, waves, foam, etc. are superimposed upon the dry land which has no water, nothing. Isn't it? By the thirsty animal, in the same way, it is error in the perception, in the same way. By the people who are ignorant of the Atma, these are superimposed upon the Atma. All these blemishes, impurities are superimposed upon the Atma. Otherwise, Atma is absolutely free from all forms of afflictions. This word, Buddhaha, means wise person. We simply say, Abuddhaha, ignorant person. Abudaihi aropitani malinani. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.